York's new 92.3 now. I have struck a chord with the nostalgia holiday traditions. Someone texted in, no, Nick, not the candy dishes. Everybody knew about that Christmas candy that gets stuck in the dish. You try to grab a piece and you pick up the whole damn dish. That was awesome. We had nutcrackers in our family. A lot of people have fruitcake traditions. I see that they're texting in and stuff.
I had the bowl. We had the bowl with the M&Ms, but they were out for like months, so they were stale tasting.
But doesn't that taste remind you of Christmas? And so much so that I'm in a nostalgic mood. I think I'm going to call my grandmother up on the West Coast and wake her up and just tell her how much I love her.
It's about 5... Something. It's almost 6 o'clock in the morning there.
Right. Let's call.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, were you up?
No, I ain't up. This time of morning.
I was just calling you because I miss you.
You calling me because you miss me. Yeah, right.
No, because we was talking about the holidays and Christmas and all that stuff on the radio this morning. I was just telling about everybody, like, how when I broke the nutcracker and...
Yeah, I got it out.
You got the nutcracker out?
Yeah, I got it out. So it's back memories.
I know, right? That's why I was telling everybody that I wish I could be there for Christmas. Like, even though I'm moving on and doing my own thing with my own family during Christmas, I wish I could all the memories and stuff that we had.
Yeah, we still have to try to just work out something.
Yeah, we
together sometime.
I know you got to get on that plane.
What?
You got to get on the plane and come.
Well, if I come back, that's just me and you. Come home and see the whole family.
We gonna figure it out some kind of way. I'm gonna try to get down there before, you know, maybe next week.
You gonna come down next week?
Yeah, and just we can have early Christmas. Yo, I want to introduce you to Nikki. She's on my radio show. She's my co-host.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How you doing?
Good. I've heard so many wonderful things about you.
Oh, he's still talking about me now.
Yeah.
Can you tell us about the reindeer story?
Yo, you remember when I was 4 years old and I was telling you, I told you that I saw the sleigh and then Lonesome was like, you ain't seen nothing in the sky. And you told me the story that... I probably did see something. I was all sad and crying.
Yeah, I can remember seeing, like, I seen something one time.
See? Exactly. We be seeing stuff flying in the sky.
I can't believe it. You seen things. I'm looking out the window. We're living in L.A. And I could have swore I seen the reindeers.
See, that's where I got it from. And that's what she told me when I said I saw something. And my grandfather and my dad was like, you ain't seen nothing. And she was like, you think you, when you believe, you do see stuff. So I tell you, we got a bunch of Christmas memories, but I just called because, you know, you was on my mind. I wanted to say good morning and Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I saw you on the show yesterday on the Early America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you cut your hair off like that.
You don't like it?
No.
It makes me look more mature to me.
It looks old.
No, well, you be old soon enough. Trying to make yourself look old.
Well, I'll grow it back just for you.
Yeah.
All right, well, go back to sleep. I love you.
I love you, too, and take care of yourself.
Aw, she's so sweet. Nick, you get your kindness from your grandma.
I love my grandmother.
You woke her up, but she's talked to you. She was so excited.
She's the most beautiful lady ever.
Aw, I like her.
92.3, man.
Baby, let me love you down.